Lola, where do you like to write? Do you have a special place, or do you just carry a notebook around or something and jot things down as they come into your head?
I have a place. I always have to have a place. And if I had been living in some other era, I would have been a monk, because I like a small place where I'm not distracted by anything.
That's interesting because you've written so much multi-platform, multimedia work, a CD of poems with cello, other things with a person who does collages and photography and other multimedia pieces.
Yeah, I have.
So that's so modern compared to what you just said.
Well, that's rather true, I suppose, although theater is ancient, and I think in terms of theater.
Yeah, but poetry with art, poetry with music. I don't know, is that old or new?
Well, it's old. Think of the Greeks. You know, the chorus was music,
Very
really.
true. You also wrote a book of fables about women whose names start with the letter A, and because mine does, I have to ask you about that book.
Great. Yeah, I like fables, and these are rather surreal. And the idea is that if you could solve your entire life with one fell swoop, what would that be, and what would the consequences be? For example, one of them is about a woman who ordered all the time in the world from a catalog. And when it arrived, she had to figure out what to do with it. And another one is about somebody who finds out that the person with the answer to the meaning of life lives at the top of this very tall building, and she's walking and she's walking and she's walking, and she doesn't know whether she really wants to know. And she gets to the very top, and there's the door. She opens it, and she'll know everything. So she takes a deep breath, she opens it, and all she finds is more stairs, and she is so happy. They're strange.
It sounds like science fiction.
Not at all, I don't think. I mean, I don't like science fiction, so that's probably why I'm saying that. It's not like that. It's a little bit like mythology, put it that way.
Let's move on to your poem for the month called This Is How We Go Forward, which, I don't know, the title sounds a little bit like what you've been just telling me, but I know that it's really more of your environmental stuff.
Oh, yes, it is. I wrote this about a trip I took down the Suwannee River. This is how we go forward. Between limestone bluffs studded with small Eden grottos, their walls trembling with river shine. Between the live oaks that cling to landslid banks, up an aisle lined with cicadas that sing every moment they spend above ground because they were so long below it and will be again. Between cypresses whose knees know what is holy, dipping our paddles into the dark red water, resting them, spread like wings. Past sand curves with their litters of mussel shell and their raccoon tracks and their marks of otter tail and their squiggly lines just in the water as of boys dragging sticks. Past spinning clusters of whirligig beetles that taste like metal. Forward, though the beavers shun us as hard as they can. Forward, though the turtles do not desire us either. Past the side surge of a tiny bubbling spring, despite the empty bottles and stinking cans of fish bait and shiny bits of discarded line, we lean our paddles out together. Despite the fact that the day will end, no matter what we want. To a kind of joy as we drag our kayaks up the mud amid clouds of yellow butterflies. The souls of those who drifted by thinking, how effortless all this was, how light they seemed to themselves, like leaves.
Thank you.
Sure.